Now, next, an ultra-low-calorie liquid-only diet could be the way to turn around type 2 diabetes. The regime is to be prescribed to thousands of people with the condition in England. It restricts people to around 800 calories a day. Initial trials have shown it can reverse type 2 diabetes in those who have been diagnosed recently. Professor Naveed Sattar was involved in the trial research. I spoke to him and began by asking him how soon after a diagnosis for type 2 diabetes should this diet be started?
Within the trial, we did it up to 6 years, but the evidence, I think, increasingly is the earlier after diagnosis that you try this, probably the better. But it doesn't mean to say it couldn't work for people with longer duration, but actually initially I think it's going to be trialled in people within the first few years of developing diabetes or diagnosed with diabetes.
Okay. And why is it less effective for people who've had diabetes for quite a long time? What's the biology around that?
Well, we don't quite know, but we think it's to do with the pancreas has been actually further exhausted and perhaps more damaged over time. But equally, when people have just recently developed diabetes, their weight gain is not as much as perhaps having diabetes for many more years. And some of the processes that lead to prolonged diabetes will probably damage the pancreas in a more irreversible way, shall we say. But certainly in the early years of diabetes, it's recoverable. You know, the ability for the pancreas to make the hormone insulin, which regulates your sugar. That doesn't mean to say it's not possible in people who've had diabetes for many years. In fact, we do know that that can happen, but it just probably takes, on average, a lot greater weight loss than can be achieved just by lifestyle.
Okay. And how does this work? Why is it working?
Well, it's quite easy. It won't work in everybody, but as you see, as you said already, Stephen, maybe in a half in the trial had their diabetes reversed. So effectively, as I've said to many people, as night follows day, diabetes in people who are susceptible follows weight gain. And therefore, if you lose weight, the amount of liver in key organs which regulate your sugar is substantially reduced, and that makes those organs much more efficient at managing the sugar levels into normal. And those organs are liver, pancreas, and perhaps a few other organs like muscle. So effectively, you clear out the fat from some of these organs or reduce it substantially, and then those organs start to work much better in their ability to manage and keep your sugar levels under control. And it's as simple as that. It's for many people. I'm not saying that works, for everybody. There are other nuances and genetics and so forth. But for the vast majority of people, it's the concept of what's known as ectopic fat. Fat in organs where it shouldn't be is the process that can contribute to type 2 diabetes in many people.
I'm trying to understand, Naveed, why though? So this fat that's inside our organs, why is that producing diabetes?
Now you're looking at, so let me explain it this way. So the liver is an organ. So when you're sort of fasted overnight, you've not had a meal for many hours, you still have to make sugar because the body needs sugar, the brain needs sugar, and the liver will make some of that sugar. The liver keeps making sugar. When you have a meal, you don't want to make your own sugar because you're going to get some of that sugar from an outside source. So you've just had a meal, it's going to come in through your gut. And the liver switches off production of sugar because the hormone insulin acts at the liver to suppress that. When you put too much fat in the liver, the ability of the insulin that you make to suppress sugar production is impaired. So the liver keeps making excessive sugar when the body doesn't need it, and the sugar levels start to rise. So effectively, too much fat within the liver, as an example, leads to excessive productions of sugar when the body doesn't need it. And that contributes to sugar levels going up into the range which we call diabetes. So by process of clearing that fat in the liver, the insulin starts to work better and beautifully suppresses the sugar in the way it should do, so you don't get that excess production of sugar anymore and the sugar levels fall. And the other key organ we believe, and there's bits of research that we've done, particularly my colleague Roy Taylor from Newcastle, who co-led this study with one of my other colleagues, Mike Green in Glasgow, has shown beautifully that the pancreas' ability to make insulin is also improved once you lose fat, and it may be due that you're actually getting rid of the fat within the pancreas as part of the mechanism.
No, you've confused me, Naveed, for this reason. I'm familiar with Professor Roy Taylor's name because he did a study at Newcastle University around calorie restriction and the effect on diabetes,
sure.
Didn't he? So is that study any different from this trial research you're talking about now?
Yeah, no, so the way this works, so Roy Taylor did a short-term study, and in Glasgow we did also other studies which not only looked at weight loss, but how to maintain that weight loss. Now, this study is unique in the sense it's a one-year follow-up. It's done in routine care. It hasn't been done in a specialised centre. We trained within this trial nurses and dietitians within primary care to deliver this intervention. So and it wasn't done, as you say, in a complex research centre. It was done within the NHS. And it was also done over the process of a year. Most other studies have been relatively short-term. So we can get people to lose weight by taking low-calorie diets. What we haven't been successful or haven't trialled as well is, can we help people, once they've lost that weight, to maintain that weight loss and therefore keep that diabetes in remission over the period of 1, 2, and 3 years? And that was the beauty of this trial. Routine care, sustainability of weight loss by using different phases, a structured program, that actually helped our patients keep that weight loss off. Keep that weight off, as it were.
Yeah, but if they're restricted to 800 calories per day, how long were they restricted to that for?
For about between 3 months to 5 months on average. I mean, it was flexible depending on the patient's lifestyle. And most patients found that relatively okay. You know, around about, I would say more than three quarters were absolutely fine with that. That wasn't a problem. Some of them, I think, found a problem in terms of food reintroduction, but most, again, managed. And on average, at the end of 1 year, there was a 10-kilogram difference in those who got the intervention versus the control group. So that's quite a substantial reduction. And as you know, the data is 46% of the patients by the end of 1 year no longer had diabetes or had diabetes remission, you know, compared to 4% in the control. So that, you know, it's quite a sizable result.
And Navi, that percentage, that 46% who no longer had diabetes, was that 46%? Did everyone lose dramatic amounts of weight and then only 46% of them didn't have diabetes anymore?
No, lots of them did lose weight. So it appears from the data that we have prior that most people need to lose about 10 kilograms in weight to have a good chance of having diabetes remission. Some people can have diabetes remission with slightly less weight loss. By the time you lose 15 kilograms, what we found is if you lost 15 kilograms for the patients we recruited, their chances of having diabetes remission was about 86%. If you lost 10 kilograms, it was about 55%. If you lost 5 kilograms, it was about 30%. So effectively, the more weight that was lost, the greater the chances of having your diabetes in remission, as it were.
So why then are so many people in this country taking pills for their diabetes when they've got an incredible opportunity to reverse it pill-free?
I think it's a very good question, Stephen. I think, you know, this research, when we were doing it, when Roy Taylor and Mike Clean and various colleagues at, you know, in Newcastle and Glasgow were looking at this, I think people were in doubt that we could achieve what we, you know, what the results achieved. So I think what's happened, though, in the last few years is that we've upped our game and an ability to help people lose weight and sustain that weight loss in a way that is now clinically useful. And that's why we got to the stage where the NHS is now genuinely interested in this kind of policy. We weren't there 5 years ago, as it were. And by and large, I mean, and you know this, Stephen, most people don't want to be overweight or obese, do they? It's damn hard.
Well, listen, it's crazy. It's
self-destruction. Really, exactly.
And lots of things go wrong. It's crazy. But I'll tell you what. I went down to 650 calories a day. I need to be Mr. BBC here and say, don't be doing anything even close to that without supervision from your doctor and all of that kind of stuff. But here's my experience, Navid. So I'm sitting here tonight surrounded by crisps and surrounded by everything you shouldn't eat, right?
Yes.
But it was about 2.5, 3 years ago, and I was 21 stone. Within 10 weeks, I'd lost 7 stone. And what was interesting for me, and that was on 650 calories a day, what was interesting for me, and by the way, I put it all on and more again straight after it, but what was interesting for me was after about 2, 2.5 weeks, I lost hunger. So I wasn't hungry anymore. And I don't know if that was the experience of these people restricted to 800 calories a day, but I went from eating all day like I do now, round the clock being hungry, so I simply wasn't hungry, if you can get past the first couple of weeks. Is that a common experience?
So I probably have less experience in answering that, but I think that's my reading of it is that most people find the weight loss phase relatively easy. The problem is when they go back to food reintroduction.
Not big time.
And that's the problem. And here's the reality, Stephen. You know, I think we're now at a juncture in medicine where obesity, of course, is the big issue. You know, we're doing well in heart disease. We're doing well with blood pressure tablets and blood pressure. Many of the obesity is the big problem. We have now got better evidence. We can up our game in doing this. So for someone like yourself to go back to do that in the supervised environment where we actually give you additional support in terms of the weight maintenance phase, so you can manage to lose the weight, but it's then how do we help you stop putting that weight back on? And I think we've got better evidence of how to help most people. I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody, but we definitely have a better ability to do that. The other thing is, as part of this trial, some people who were struggling going back to their old habits, what we wanted to do is was teach them some new habits, improve their quality of diet after they lost the weight, so that fundamentally their diet content was less. That also potentially, some people included having one of those drinks every day, for example, instead of a meal.
Just a one further question for you. Coming down to 800 calories a day, that's less than the recommended amount. Is there any research around whether it is detrimental to human health to essentially go into starvation mode for a number of months?
No, I wouldn't call it starvation mode. So it's about somewhere around about 830 calories. The reality is losing weight is possible. Weight loss, we know that actually having less weight is better for your life, your quality of life. And you know that as well, Stephen.
So, interesting interview, if maybe you're like me and too fat. We're talking about diabetes earlier on, 0303 80 55 55. If you're picking up the phone, Roddy and Oma. Hello, Roddy.
Hello, Stephen.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Stephen.
Well, what did you make of that interview earlier where your man is saying you can reverse diabetes by going down to whatever it is, 700-800 calories a day, don't do it without your doctor's supervision?
Stephen, I do not count calories. I do not restrict calories.
Do you not?
I've reversed my diabetes solely on the keto way of eating. I've also reversed my fatty liver disease. Stage 3 kidney disease is gone. I was nearly 15 stone weight. Most of the
your stage
the
what? Fat, your stage
3 kidney disease is gone. Fatty liver disease is gone
through diet.
Yes, through diet, through the low carb way of eating.
Wow. Right. And how quickly did that happen?
I started the diet the beginning of November last year. So I did, and by March this year, when I walked into my doctor, he took me off the diabetic medications. And by September the 11th this year, back into my doctor again, and once again, he was smiling widely about my health. He says, Roddy, I'm giving you the full 5 A stars. Your fatty liver disease and all is gone completely, and no more diabetic. He says, you're no longer in the diabetic range. He says, you're out of it. That's after 8 years, Stephen, of suffering the complications of diabetes. I had the neuropathy in my feet, urinating all the time, terrible thirst. It's a horrible way to be. You don't want to ever, ever go near it. And I'm saying this to you, and I'm willing to talk to you, Stephen, offline, because I know you've had an awful lot of problems with your weight and trying to lose weight. The keto way of eating has saved me, so it has. It has got me off, and there's no hunger involved. I don't get hungry. I don't starve myself. And the weight is gone, so it is. It's great. I'm now 10.5 stone. I'm 5'8" tall. My ideal weight is 10.5 stone, and I've reached it within a year without starving myself. I'm getting plenty of nutrition, so I'm feeling better now. I'm nearly 62 years of age. I'm feeling better now than I did years ago, than I felt all my life.
That's just incredible, Roddy. And how long did it take? How quickly did things change?
Things started to change very, very quickly, Stephen. Whenever I give up the carbs, starches, and sugars of all kinds, when I give them up, Stephen, within 2 or 3 weeks, the inflammation started to leave my joints. My arthritis has improved greatly. So it is, I've got movement now that I hadn't had for years.
Wow.
Inflammation is the problem, so it is.
Now, we need to be careful here, don't we? Because what we need to urge people to think about is, you cannot just start dramatically changing your diet, dramatically reducing your calorie intake without doctor supervision. Go to your doctor.
Stephen, that's exactly what I'd done. I went to my doctor and I told him I was going on the keto way of eating to reduce my diabetes, or to reverse my diabetes. He reduced my medications, so he did. And he said to me before I left his office that day, he says, "Roddy, you would be better if you could get off the them completely." But I didn't go off them myself completely. I waited until I went back to my doctor, and then he removed them. But he reduced them first, and then I was able to go into this low-carb way of eating. I have to accept, Stephen, now that for the rest of my life, I cannot eat refined carbohydrates. I can't. It's like alcohol to an alcoholic. I can't eat them. If I eat them, I take back my diabetes, I take back my fatty liver disease, kidney disease, and everything else that I had, neuropathy, the whole lot will come back. But I am not depriving myself. I am not starving.
Roddy, what a story, mate. And you're doing well now, then. Everything's good.
Everything is brilliant, far better than I could ever
see. When you had the diabetes, what was going wrong? Just give me the top five, what was going wrong?
When I had the diabetes, what was going wrong? I think what was going wrong, Stephen, at the very
start... Was it type 1 or type 2?
It was type 2.
Yeah, because that's the one... Okay.
So it was. Yeah, it's a dietary disease that can only be treated by fixing your diet.
But list to me what had gone wrong then.
This good on, I had all the complications. I took the diabetic medications and I carried on eating the carbs. Now, the thing about it is the diabetic medications will lower your blood sugar, but they won't fix the diabetes.
But what had gone wrong in your body? List it out for me.
Fatty liver disease, for a start. Neuropathy in my feet. That's one thing you never want to get.
Weighing all the time, pain all the time?
Stephen, I thought my feet were on fire. They were burning.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't sleep at night. My feet were burning. My feet had gone numb and they were burning. You know, and what scared me the most, Stephen, what scared me the most, my aunt, she died. She lost both legs and then it killed her. My father had type 2 diabetes and he knew nothing about it. He didn't know the ins and outs of it. What happened to him was he went on to get stage 3 diabetes, which is also known as Alzheimer's. It killed him.
Now let's also just be knowledgeable as much as we can about this. First of all, emphasise again, go to your doctor. Secondly, yes. I'm reading from the BBC website here, and they're answering a question about who should be more careful about following a ketogenic diet. That's when you're reducing carbohydrates and things. And the BBC website is saying diabetics, especially type 1 diabetics, are at risk of complications if they attempt to follow a ketogenic diet. For this reason, diabetics and anyone with a blood sugar management issue should discuss the potential implications with their GP and healthcare team before embarking in such a regime. Similarly, anyone with kidney disease or a family history of such should consult their GP. Let me speak to Christine as well. Roddy, thank you. Morning to you. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead, Christine. Thanks for calling us.
Feel guilty now listening to him. I had the gastric bypass done on the 27th of June in England, and up to today I have lost 6 stone 8 pounds. Wow. I had the same as him, neuropathy in my feet, diabetes, don't have any of that now. Fatty liver, had the camera put down last Thursday, it's all gone. So it has, everything has left me. And I feel fantastic.
It's not great.
Like a new woman. Feel like 20 years younger.
What's the difference? Because I'm the 20 years. I feel 20 years older.
Well, I was 21 stone 10 and today I'm down to 15 stone 2.
That's remarkable. I'm jealous.
Well, the money you have, Stephen, you can go and pay and have it done private.
But the money I have means I can buy lots of burgers and chocolate and anything else.
No, not now, no. No, haven't had a takeaway. No, very good. No, it changes your whole, to me it's psychological. It just changes your whole way of eating and your whole way of living. Still go out for my meal, but I have a children's portion and I don't eat it all. Or you get a potato and you put it in your hand and you measure it by your hand. But when I do that and cut it in 4, I only eat 3 pieces off it instead of 4. Lamb chop and vegetables. You can still have all that. So you can. I love it. I just can't. I was out yesterday. I was a size 24 in ladies' clothes. And I was out yesterday and bought a size 14 in trousers.
Wow, you must feel fantastic. You must feel like $1 million doing that.
Yes, it was great.
You know, I remember the time, Christine, when the brief time when I did lose weight, right?
Yeah.
And I'll share two stories with you. So I went round. This is actually embarrassing, but I'll tell you. I went round in the Belfast City Centre and I went into Topshop, okay? And I bought a little jacket just because it fitted me. And it was just such a wonderful feeling. And then I went to America. And you know these outlet stores in America where all the kind of gear, all the shops are half price, all right? I had to pay for extra luggage back. I filled three suitcases full of clothes from the outlet stores. And it was just a wonderful feeling to be able to buy them and them to fit me.
It really is.
Just an incredible feeling, just an affirming feeling, an uplifting feeling. And then the downer when you put the weight on again and all of these clothes now in my house, which I don't fit.
Well, you see, that's what's good about this. I shouldn't put it on again.
Well, listen, well done.
Stick to what you have to. Yeah. I give you a story. My daughter died 20 years ago with a brain tumour.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And the trained her to go blind. And I promised her that I would be skinny before she went blind, and I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Well, you've done it now.
I've done it now, and I'm on my road. Hoping by the 1st of May that'll be 11 stone 10. That's 10 stone off.
Wow. That'll be incredible.
That's what I'm taking off.
Hey, listen, stay in touch with us, will you?
Yes, I will indeed.
All right, and have a nice Christmas, Christine.
Same to you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Morning.